either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرت الجهل وسكرت حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness, majesty, glory, supremacy, magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never ever possibly be described. Allah is that being who has no beginning, who has no ending. Everything else besides Allah is confined between a beginning and an ending. Allah is awwal, laysa qablahu shay, akhir, laysa ba'dahu shay. Allah is the first, before Allah there is nothing. Allah is the last, after Allah there is nothing. Awwal bila bilaya, akhir bila nihaya. Allah is the first, and in being first, Allah is not in need of a beginning. Allah is the last, and in being last, Allah is not in need of an ending. Allah is not confined to space. La yahwi makan, no space contains Allah. Allah is not confined or restricted by limitations of direction. Allah is not confined or restricted by limitations of time. لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ الزَّمَانِ There is no past tense with Allah, there is no present tense with Allah, there is no future tense with Allah. Space, shape, form, time, tense, direction, all these are the creations of Allah. All these are subject to the decree and the will of Allah. Allah's majesty, Allah's glory, Allah's greatness can never ever be done justice to by way of expression or by way of words. And this Allah's kalam, the Qur'an, bears testimony to. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةِ الْأَقْلَامِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, There is the trees on the surface of this earth. Interestingly, Mufassireen explained that normally this verse is translated that if all the trees on the surface of this earth become bent, that translation is because of the deficiencies that are found in the English language. In reality, this ma fil ard means that every tree that ever existed from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, or from the inception of this earth, those trees which dried up, which withered, those trees which perished, those trees which were eaten up by termites, every tree that ever existed is existing and will exist right up till Qiyamah. That is ma fil ard. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. That if all these trees had to become bent, وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ. And the seven oceans of the world had to become ink. In some places, like in the Pacific Ocean, around by Bermuda or by Philippines, the oceans are 6 kilometers deep. If all the oceans, all the waters of the oceans of this world had to become ink, and then add and multiply it 7 times, and then say to the entire creation of Allah, say to all the insan, say to all the jinnat, say to the malaika of Allah, to Jibreel, to Mikael, to Israfil, to Israel, every human being given the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, it is said that the capacity, the mental capacity which Allah has given the human being, normally in his lifespan, the average human being utilizes 6% of his brain. Einstein, when they exhumed his brain, they found that he had used 11.2% of his brain. But generally, between 6 to 10% is what the human being utilizes of his brain. If Allah had to open up the mental capacity of every human being 100%, and each one had to be given the life of Nuh alayhi salam, and then there had to be faizan of the uloom of Allah, of the knowledge of Allah opened up upon this human being, and to give him talqeen, and to advise him, and to assist him, the entire creation of Allah, the birds, the insects, the trees, the leaves, the rocks, the mountains, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ. And Allah says, everything in the heavens and everything in the earth is in tasbih of Allah, is glorifying Allah, is praising Allah. So all these creations come together and they give talqeen to this insan. With the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, with 100% mental capacity, with faizan of ulum from Allah, with talqeen from all the other creations of Allah, Allah commands that start writing now. And not only insan, not only jinnat, not only malaika, anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and not only anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, imamul anbiya. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning whom Wahab bin Munabbah reports that inna Allah ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'a an-nas min badhi ad-dunya ila inqida'iha min al-aqli fi jambi 'aqlihi illa tahabbati ramlin bayna rimal ad-dunya. He says that the total aql, intelligence of every human being, min badhi ad-dunya ila inqida'iha, from the starting of the world till its ending, from Adam alayhi salam to the last human being, if the combined intelligence of every human being had to be made equivalent to 1 grain of sand, then the intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand in the entire earth. Yet even him who says, my Rabb gave me 10 names, two of those names which I'm mentioning, Ahmad and Muhammad. Muhammad, the one who is praised excessively. Ahmad, the one who praises Allah excessively. That was one of the names which Allah gave him, yet he himself says, Allahumma la astati'u sana'an alayhi. His special quality was the one who would praise Allah. The one whose special quality was to praise Allah says, "Oh Allah, I am incapable of praising you as you ought to be praised." So every insan, every jinnat, malaika of Allah, Imamul Anbiya, Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, all start writing. The trees have become pens. The waters of the oceans of the world have become ink. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَ صُفُوفٌ مُنْدُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَمْ يَنْصَرِفُوا عَنْ مَصَافِهِمْ وَلَا يَنْصَرِفُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ سُجُودٌ لَا يَرْفَعُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ عَنْ سُجُودِهِمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah Ta'ala has said in Malaika, who are in Salah, in Saf, they will remain in that Saf from the time the heavens and the earth were created right up to the Qiyamah. And there are certain Malaika of Allah who are in Sajda, and they will remain in Sajda from the time the earth was created right up to the Qiyamah. They do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. Millions and millions of years, their task and occupation is one thing alone, to praise Allah. To Him the glorification of Allah. All these Malaika are praising Allah without having seen Allah. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, when the day of judgment will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal Himself, at that time Allah will order that angel who for millions and millions and millions of years did nothing but praise Allah. Allah will order that now look up, look at that Zaat and look at that being that you were praising for millions and billions of years. When this angel for the first time its gaze will fall on Allah, immediately this angel will say, "Subhanak, glory be to you, my Allah, I was not able to praise you as you ought to be praised." The magnificence of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Allah says, insan will perish, jinnat will perish, malaika will perish, anbiya will perish, the trees will get finished, the ink will get finished. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal will never ever come to an end. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Allah says, by Allah, are the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ. No one knows of these things besides Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Everything on the earth, everything on the seas is in the knowledge of Allah. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of the waters of the oceans contain more living organisms than all the human beings on the surface of the earth. 6 billion makhlukat Allah Ta'ala has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of waters of the ocean. All this is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ عَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. Every droplet of rainwater. Even in the rainwater is a living, open invitation to the greatness of Allah, that appreciate who is your Allah, understand the majesty of your Allah. Normal rain clouds, the lowest ones are 1200 meters high. An object the size of a rain droplet, if it is dropped from 1200 meters, when it strikes the earth, it should be reaching the earth at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. An average bullet travels at 1600 kilometers an hour. So rain droplets in reality, if normal calculations were used, should be striking on our heads at 1/3 the speed of a bullet. Yet Allah has created this atmosphere in such a way that the rain droplet friction is caused with the atmosphere, so that by the time that rain droplet falls on the ground, it is traveling at the speed of 8 or 10 kilometers an hour. On a given piece of ground, how many rain droplets have fallen? How many are falling? From now till Qiyamah, how many will fall? The speed of each droplet of water, the volume of each droplet of water, the content of each droplet of water, where it will fall, which plant it will nourish, which root it will nourish, in which stream it will flow, in which river it will end up, in which sea it will end up, in which container it will end up, where it will quench, in which gutter it will fall, when it will evaporate, when it will go back, all this is in the knowledge of Allah.
Cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud. He said it contains 300 million tons of water. والسحاب المسخر. Allah invites that look at those clouds hung aloft, no pillars supporting it, 300 million tons of water flowing over your head. If this doesn't make you understand the favor of Allah, then what will? Everything around us is an invitation. It is said every second 16 million tons of water from the surface of the earth evaporate into the atmosphere, and every second 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere is replaced onto this earth. وَيَعْلَمُ عَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. On the surface of the entire earth, not a single leaf falls from a single tree except that it is in the knowledge of Allah. Those leaves which are green, those leaves which are yellow, those leaves which are withered, what will happen to them, where they will fall, how they will crumble up, where they will perish, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. There isn't a grain in the depths or the darkness of the earth. يَا بُنَيَّ. Luqman addresses his son, إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي سَطْرًا أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. O my beloved son, leave the grain, that unseen action of yours, that unseen action of yours. You obeyed the command of Allah, or you broke the command of Allah. If it was hidden in a boulder, somewhere in the heavens and somewhere in the earth, know and understand, my son, it is not beyond the knowledge of Allah. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. The day is coming when even that action of yours, Allah will bring it forth. This lens in one day, how many fruit from outside is coming into this town? How many fruit are being harvested in this town? How many people are eating? How many animals are slaughtered? How many cows are slaughtered? How many sheep are slaughtered? How many hens are slaughtered? How many chickens are circulated? Thousands and thousands of insan in one day, at one given time, in this one town, so much sustenance from Allah is coming. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. On every grain, every particle of every fruit, on every particle of every wheat, or every strand of barley, or every seed in the ground, Allah has deputed an angel. And 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah has already decreed in whose mouth that grape will go to, in whose mouth that mango will go to, which insect will share from that mango, which insect will eat the covering or the peel of that grape, in which home that apple is going to go, in which mouth the leg of that cow is going to go, the liver of that cow is going to go, the heart of that cow is going to go. The farmer sends his bunch of grapes into the marketplace. It is lying in the marketplace. On that particular grape, Allah has ordained my slave Abdullah has to eat this. Morning starts, Muhammad, Imran, Yusuf proceed to the marketplace. Their hand goes towards that bunch of grapes. The angel of Allah shifts it away. This is for the slave of Allah, Abdullah. Abdullah has a flu, he's sleeping at home, he only gets up in the afternoon, he's tired, he thinks about grapes, he desires it, he goes to the marketplace, he goes towards that same container where all the bunch of grapes were there. Many of them have already been taken by the others for whom they have been ordained. His hand goes towards a different one, the angel of Allah shifts it towards this particular one. Allah has ordained this one for you. So finally, he takes it home, he takes that particular grape, puts it into his mouth. When he eats it, little of it remains. The angel of Allah has been deputed, this is for that insect, this is for that ant. This particular seed has to go in that piece of ground of that particular farmer, it will become a grape tree again. This particular seed or this peel, that cats have to eat it, the animals have to share it, it has to become fertilizer, it has to be used to fertilize another grape tree in another orchard. On every particle of this, there is an angel of Allah that is deputed, that is carrying out the decree of Allah, that is carrying out the command of Allah, and covering all this is the ulum and the knowledge of Allah. That cow is slaughtered somewhere in Lens, its skin becomes the handbag of one woman. It becomes part of the shoe of another woman. That shoe is manufactured here. It is exported to America. It is exported to Paris. It is exported to France or to Italy. It becomes part, that leather was exported there. It becomes part of the handbag of somebody. It becomes part of the shoe of somebody. The flesh of that cow. Somebody has a dawah, feeds 500 people. Some people for that wedding or that dawah flew down from London. Some came from Durban. Some came from Natal. Some came from Cape Town. All these people had, they returned back to their, wherever they came from. Thereafter, it became part of the finger of somebody. It became part of the feet of somebody. It became part of the hand of somebody. Some of it became stools. Some of it went into the ground. It was eaten up by insects. Those insects were eaten up by insects. That day is going to come when that one cow, whose tiny, tiny particles have been spread throughout the entire earth, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. Allah promises, Allah declares that the day is going to come on one Amri Kul of Allah, when Allah says, be that cow, its millions of tiny particles have been scattered throughout the entire earth on one decree of Allah, without error, every original particle of that cow will be brought together, and once again that cow will be made to stand in front of Allah. And not with the slightest error, not that it had one hair that was brown, now it is black, not one hair from another cow came onto this cow, and that was the cow, then the chickens, then the fruit, then the vegetable, and this is just lens, the entire earth, then the entire universe, nothing moves without the permission of Allah. The majesty of this Allah, the greatness of this Allah, the kibriyai of this Allah, we have to appreciate who is Allah. أَمَا إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْلُقْكُمْ لِأَسْتَكْثِرَ بِكُمْ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ مِنْ وَحْشَةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَعِينَ بِكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ عَجَزْتُ عَنْهُ إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتَسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I did not create you because we numbered few and we wanted to increase our numbers. Because we were too weak to carry out the task and we needed helpers. Or we were feeling lonely and we wanted company. I did not create you for this. إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتَسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I created you so that you worship me. I created you so that you remember me, so that you mention my praises, so that you raise my name, you raise my glory, you glorify me, you hymn my praises on the surface of this earth. Insan was created for this, so that the qibla, the ruh, the direction of his heart can become Allah. He can appreciate his Allah, understand his Allah. Everything around us is inviting us to appreciate who is our Allah. This earth, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah says, we made this earth zaleel for you. We humbled it before you. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi makes tafsir of zaloola. He says, every form of filth, every form of impurity from this insan is given to this earth. He misses the earth. He spoils the earth. All his rubbish, he piles it on the earth. The filth from inside him, he gives to the earth. And in return, in exchange, this vast earth gives its beautiful fruits and its beautiful vegetation and its lovely streams and benefit upon benefit for this insan. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah says, we made it zaleel for you. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Did we not make it a cradle for you? هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. We made it qarar. This earth is not still. It is spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles per hour. 1,000 miles per hour this earth is spinning. In that also is the beautiful system of Allah Ta'ala. The diameter of the earth is 24,000 miles. By spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles generally, day is 12 hours and night is 12 hours. This speed, no scientist said, no angel of Allah is making this earth spin like that. The accelerator for this is in the hands of one Allah alone. The speed has been set by Allah. If this earth had to spin at 2,000 miles an hour, then the day would be 6 hours and the night would be 6 hours. Barely get up in the morning, have your breakfast, get caught in the traffic, get to work, it'll be time to come back home. At night you barely get home, have your meals, decide to sleep, it'll already be time to wake up for work. There will be no aram, no peace, no chance. 6 hour day, 6 hour night. And if this earth was spinning at a speed of 500 miles per hour, then the day would be 24 hours long and the night would be 24 hours long. How long are you going to stay awake? How long are you going to make effort? And then how long are you going to sleep? That is zahiran. That is outwardly. If the day had to be 24 hours long, it is said the surface temperature of the earth would raise to such an extent that everything would be burnt on the surface of the earth. And if the night had to be 24 hours long, the surface temperature of the earth would drop to such an extent that every living thing would die as a result of the intense cold. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Allah made it qarar. Allah kept it in place. Spinning at a speed of 1,000 miles an hour. Moving out at a speed of 65,000 miles an hour. 102,000 kilometers an hour. And yet this insan is locked on the surface of the earth. He is not chucked off it. In relation to the sky, he is in fact upside down. Yet everything he sees upright. He's able to conduct his life with absolute ease. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah says in this earth are signs for those with yaqeen, that appreciate something that is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, moving out at 65,000 miles an hour. How are you remaining firm on it? That gravity which Allah has put in the ground. Einstein, bichara, he spent his entire life trying to understand where this gravity comes and he failed until Qiyamah, they will never understand. Even the size of the earth, 24,000 miles diameter, if the breadth of the earth had to be increased 4 times, then the weight of each human being would multiply 4 times. Then walking on this earth would be like walking in deep mud. We won't be able to even walk. No car will move, no bus will move, no transport system will ever work. There are so many systems and so many balances which Allah Ta'ala has put in place that is inviting this insan that appreciate that who is your Allah? Those lush streams that are flowing down the mountain, as it sways its path through the mountain, in its melodious sound that it is making, in that gushing sound that it is making, it is announcing Allah, 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 Allah. فَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Ponder over those streams. Water. Who taught the water to flow downwards? Who created the water? Water, when analyzed, is hydrogen and oxygen. If Allah gave us one tank of oxygen and one tank of hydrogen and said that now you make the water, you bring these two things together and you make water, wallah, there is no scientist and no laboratory in this world that will ever be able to make water. We'll spend our whole lives trying to make water till we will die as a result of thirst. That water flowing down the mountain is announcing Allah, 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 appreciate your Allah, understand your Allah, perceive the qudrat and the kibriyai of your Allah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah says, why don't you look at the drop of sperm? Did you create it or did we create it? So tiny, the cell, which is the starting point of this human being, is so tiny that it cannot be seen with the naked eye. Inside that cell is the DNA of that cell, which is 1 millionth the size of the cell. That DNA is made up of 3.5 billion nucleotides, 3.5 billion characteristics. To write down the information that is contained in the DNA of one cell of each human being, it is said you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long. To record what Allah has kept in a space that is 1 millionth the size of the cell. And that too in 3 layers of darkness. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ Allah says, did you create it or did we create it? How many women are pregnant throughout the entire world? Statistics of 1990 show 300,000 children are born every day. 300,000 children are born. Those children are carried for an average of 9 months. Millions and millions of women at one time are pregnant. Somewhere the sperm is swimming towards the egg. Somewhere fertilization has taken place already. Somewhere an eye is being formed. Somewhere fingers are being formed. Somewhere brains are being formed. Somewhere ears are being formed. Somewhere tongue is being formed. Somewhere hands are being formed. Somewhere feet are being formed. Allah is exhibiting His takhliq. Allah is showing His qudrat that I am Khaliq. I am the creator. It is said in the formation of this human being, if an error has to occur, to the extent that you take 1 centimeter and divide it in 1 million parts, to that extent if an error has to occur, then the eyeballs will finish underneath the feet and the toes will finish on the forehead. That is just insan. What about the ashi animals? What about the creation that are being produced in the eggs? What about the creation in the depths of the sea? At one time, Allah is exhibiting His qudrat, His power. Nothing is happening by chance. Nothing is happening of its own accord. One Allah is doing at one time alone. Allah is samad. Allah is independent. لا يستعين بشيء. He doesn't take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. He's not in need of anything. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا يغلبه شيء. Nothing overpowers Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Nothing is concealed from Allah. خلق كل شيء. He has created everything. خالق كل شيء. فاطر كل شيء. لطيف بكل شيء. عليم بكل شيء. ليس كمثله شيء. He has complete knowledge of everything. He has brought from non-existence into existence everything. He is exhibiting His kindness towards everything. And there is nothing that is like Allah. Such ihtiyat in the formation of this insan, that the accent of no two human beings the same, the color of the eyeballs of no two human beings the same. Allah invites, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder over the favors of Allah, you will never be able to do this. This is beyond you. نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, singular tense, one favor of Allah. The fingertips, if you said the fingertips, there are 100 lines. To find 2 human beings, where 2 out of the 100 are same, you have to examine 16 people. To find 2 human beings where 3 out of the 100 are the same, you have to examine 64 people. And to find 2 human beings where all 100 are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. In 3 layers of darkness, such kamal of takhleeq, that even in his fingertips you will recognize Allah. The person is blindfolded, his fingertips starts talking to him. You have touched carpet, you have touched wood, you have touched coal, you have touched hot, you have touched marble, you have touched brick, you have touched smooth, you have touched rough, you have touched hot, you have touched coal. He's blindfolded, his fingertips are talking to him. Every time he touches something, the message of what he touches travels at the speed of 124 miles per hour to his brain. And that is just his fingertips. All the other organisms in his body are sending, organs in his body are sending messages at the same time to his brain. At the speed of 124 miles per hour, his heart is pumping blood,
100,000 strokes a day,
just this one muscle is pumping. This heart doesn't get tired, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, pumping blood through his circulatory system. The circulatory system of each human being is 60,000 miles long. 60,000 miles long. In three layers of darkness, Allah exhibiting his qudrat. It is said one square inch of the hand of insan, just one square inch. Try and imagine how small a square inch is. One square inch of the hand of insan contains 9 feet of blood vessels. Contains 600 nerves, which will tell him about what they call pain senses. Contain 9,000 nerve endings. 36 heat senses, 75 pressure senses in one square inch of his hand, Allah is there. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah says, why don't you look within yourself, appreciate who is your Allah? And that same nizam and system which Allah put in place for Abu Bakr and for Umar and for Uthman and for Ali and for Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, the same nizam and system Allah put in place for Fir'aun, for Haman, for Shaddad, for Qarun, for those who are going to become his enemies, for those whom Allah beforehand knew are going to say, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am Allah, na'udhu billah. For them also Allah exhibited this rahmat and this mercy. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم one صفات of Allah one name of Allah is limitless. Khaliq is Allah, Bari is Allah, Musawwir is Allah, Ghaffar is Allah, Wahhab is Allah, Razzaq is Allah, Dhulquwwat al-Mateen is Allah, Nafi is Allah, Dhar is Allah, Awwal is Allah, Akhir is Allah, Rafi is Allah, Mu'izz is Allah, Mudhill is Allah, Sami' is Allah, Basir is Allah, the listener with no limit to his listening is Allah, the seer with no limit to his seeing is Allah, the giver with no limit to his giving is Allah, the controller with no limit to his control is Allah, the hearer with no limit to his hearing is Allah, the one who gives respect with no limit to this is Allah, the one who gives disgrace with no limit to this is Allah, one sifat of Allah. We can go on talking. Insan's existence in this world is for this, to make the marifat of Allah, to recognize who is Allah, so that every cell in his body and every nerve in his body reverberates with the greatness of Allah. That in this world, only that is happening which Allah wants. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ That which we want, if Allah wants, in 1 second He can destroy it. And that which Allah wants, in 1 second He will bring it into existence faster than a second. Start from the beginning, from insan's inception. يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ Whether you are male, whether you are female, whether you are tall, whether you are short, whether you are handsome, whether you are ugly, whether you have brown hair or blonde hair or green eyes or blue eyes, يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ You have no say, Allah did as He wanted. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا They want males, females are coming. They want females, males are coming. They want children, no children are coming. They don't want children, child upon child is coming. Allah is exhibiting. What happens is what I want. The doer is Allah. His Mashiach. يَقْسُدُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Wealth in the hands of Allah, poverty in the hands of Allah, تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ تذل من تشاء. Respect in the hands of Allah. Disgrace in the hands of Allah. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. Kingdom in the hands of Allah. Loss of kingdom in the hands of Allah. Greatness in the hands of Allah. Humiliation in the hands of Allah. He raises up whom He wants. He brings down whom He wants. That's this dunya. Akhirat. يعذب من يشاء يرحم من يشاء. He punishes whom He wants. He exhibits His mercy upon whom He wants. That happens which Allah wants, in a manner Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, and that which Allah doesn't want, no force or system or government or army of this world can bring it into existence. This is La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam, this was the primary da'wah of every Nabi of Allah. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know and understand, every system, every force, every government, every technology, every army, every weaponry, every atom bomb, every hydrogen bomb, every gun of this entire world, wallah, is a lie. It cannot move, it cannot fire, it cannot hurt you, it cannot benefit you, it cannot harm you, it cannot raise you up, it cannot bring you down. Illallah, except with the decree of one Allah. One Allah alone is doing. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens and He is the ilah of this earth. What your eyes are telling you and what you are hearing, wallah is a lie. Children are coming from nikah. And crops are coming when you're planting seeds in the ground. And your rosy is coming from your shop. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah says, why don't you look at the seeds which you plant in the ground? Are you the one that are causing it to grow, or are we causing it to grow? أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأضباء. أنا صببنا الماء صبا. Who brought those rain clouds together? Who caused the rainfall waters to fall? إن الله فالق الحب والنوى. Who split the seed? Who brought forth the crops, the grain, the vegetation, the corn? انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعي. Why don't you look at those fruits? Why don't you look at the bounties of Allah, the vegetation of Allah? Which system of yours brought this into existence? إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah says, I am Raziq. Just this one verse. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Are you causing it to grow, or are we causing it to grow? Are you sustaining, or are we sustaining? Just this one verse. If this ummah has to understand, but the problem, my respected brothers, the tragedy that is facing us today, that the name of Allah has become an irrelevant declaration to us. Speaking about Allah is entertainment. We have more respect for the governments of this world, and more respect for the armies of this world, and more respect for the uniforms of this world than we have for the word of Allah. That headmaster, with his limited intellect, he knows my school has a capacity for 300, I won't take any more admissions. That factory owner knows I need so many staff. That shopkeeper knows when I put some goods on sale, he knows how much to put on sale. I don't have any more, so that much will be put on sale. With their puny limited intellect, they know their limitations. Yet this nadan, arrogant insan, feels that he needs to control the population of the world in order to feed insan. Birth control, contraception. This is one example of the open manner in which insan is declaring war with Allah. Of the open manner in which this insan is insulting Allah. That na'uzubillah, what the headmaster understood, and what the factory owner understood, and what the shopkeeper understood, na'uzubillah, Allah doesn't understand. Poverty is a direct result of an economy based on interest. The famine in Africa is a result of the world's policies of interest and riba, which has stripped the wealth of those places. It is not an indication of the lack of the population of this world or the increase of the population of this world. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينِ. That risk is coming not as a result of your efforts or not from the direction that you are thinking is coming. It is coming on the decree of Allah. We'll believe the lies that those newspapers will tell us. That's why we're very interested in contemporary issues. That what is contemporary issues? The source of the contemporary issues are those who are churning out lies to us. We believe those lies. We'll believe the false declaration of politicians. But who we won't believe is our Allah. Who we won't believe is our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ أَسْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. Allah doesn't need to declare His truthfulness. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Look, يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ وَرَبَّكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ وَرَبَّكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَفْجَرِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا نَقَّصَ ذَلِكَ مِن مُّلْكِ شَيْئًا. O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you become like the most muttaqi amongst you, you will not increase my greatness not one bit. And if the first and the last amongst you become the most fajir, fasiq, greatest sinner and denier of Allah amongst you, then you will not diminish from my treasures not one greatness. Allah is the greatest whether you say He is the greatest or you don't say He is the greatest. Allah is the only source of worship whether you worship Him or you don't worship Him. Allah is the controller whether you accept it or you don't accept it. Allah doesn't need the servitude of this insan to show His greatness. Insan is in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of us. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Iyasha yulhibkum wa yati bi khalqin jadid wa ma dhalika 'ala Allah bi aziz. O people, every one of you is faqir upon Allah. Allah is ghani. Allah is the only source of praise. If He wants, He will wipe you out and replace you with another nation. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And this is not difficult for Allah. Allah is not in need of us. Allah doesn't need to declare the truth of His declaration. Allah doesn't need to take qasam. Insan, to strengthen his speech or to strengthen his declaration, or to give vehemence to what he says, he takes qasam. Allah doesn't need to do this yet. Despite this, Allah takes qasam. Because of His shafqat, because of His kindness, because of His mercy, because of His love for this insan, Allah is putting stress in His kalam without needing to do so. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. O shopkeeper, your rosy is not in that shop. O college student, your rosy is not in that degree. O farmer, your rosy is not in that field. O businessman, your rosy is not in your lies, not in your treachery, not in your riba. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your rosy is coming from the heavens. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Whether you believe this or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you deny it or not, by the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is haq. Allah is taking qasam. And we believe the politicians, and we believe the lies of the newspaper, but we are not prepared to accept the truth of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make your 5 times daily salah, your rozi will be made easy for you. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of salah is in their businesses today. And then Muazzin shouts out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. By this azan falling on your deaf ears. By this one salah, you're losing it. You have committed, you have been faced with a tragedy worse than the loss of everything you possess, including your family. And yet, there isn't a frown line on his forehead. There isn't a concern in his heart. He doesn't even skip one heartbeat. What message is he giving to Allah? Defiance upon defiance. And yet such is the love of Allah. Such is the mercy of Allah. Such is the shafqat of Allah. Such is the kindness of Allah. عبدي إن ذكرتني ذكرتك وإن نسيتني ذكرتك. Oh my slave, when you remember me, I remember you. And when you forget me, I still remember you. I'm waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? ليتك تحلو والأيام مريرة وليتك ترضى والأنام غضاب وليت الذي بيني وبينك عامر وبيني وبين العالمين خراب. Like the poet says, if everyone else is sour and everyone else is upset with me and you, my Allah, happy with me, then I have no worry whatsoever. If my relationship with you is made, if my relationship with you is made and my relationship with the whole alam is destroyed, then also my Allah has no concern whatsoever. Jab Allah mil gaya, sab kuch mil gaya. Utlubni tajidni, in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. Allah calls out, Abadi, O my slave, search for me. Look for your Allah. Reach out to your Allah. Utlubni, search for me. Tajidni, you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. Kafa billahi nasira. كفى بالله حسيبا كفى بالله شهيدا كفى بالله وكيلا كفى بالله وليا كفى بالله حفيظا كفى بالله رقيبا كفى بالله عليما كفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا. Allah says, I am sufficient for you. I am sufficient as your helper. I am sufficient as your protector. I am sufficient as your overseer. I am sufficient as your friend. I am sufficient as your listener. I am sufficient as one who is with you all the time. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. And then Allah calls out, is your Allah not sufficient for you? This Dawat and Tabligh is not an organization. It's not an entertainment, it's not bayan. The heart of this insan has to be made to understand that if I have corrected my relationship with Allah, then I have everything. And if I don't have Allah in my life, I have nothing. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become the direction. My living for Allah, my dying for Allah, my breathing for Allah, my walking for Allah, my talking for Allah. Muawiyah bin Yazid. Muawiyah, the son of Yazid. When his father passes away, he is made Khalifa of three continents of this earth. Three continents of this earth. At a time when no one had the guts to even utter one word of argument. Yet he gathers his entire family. He ruled for only 40 days. He gathers his entire family and he says that that throne beneath which the blood of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who flows, I can never possibly accept this throne. He gives up the khilafat of three continents of the world. When the consciousness of Allah came into the heart, and we can't give up our lives in business, and we can't give up that riba, and we can't give up that treachery, and we can't leave that man with a 100 rand note in his hand and come to the masjid when the muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This heart which does not beat with the love of Allah is a dead heart. That heart which is in sajda, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you cannot go closer to Allah. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Normally, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we are closer to you than your jugular vein. Yet in sajda, you are even closer to Allah. We just read salah in sajda, in salah. How many of us, our heart was beating with the love of Allah? How many of us were even aware of Allah? If in sajda this heart does not beat with the love of Allah, the call is made by, go person to person, speak to them about Allah, tell them about the Allah. Introduce them to the greatness of Allah. Tell the person to talk about cars, he's ready to talk. Tell him to talk about clothing, he's ready to talk. Tell him to talk about fashion, he's ready to talk. Tell him to talk about everything else but Allah, he's ready to talk. Tell him to talk about Allah, he says he's embarrassed. People will laugh at me. People will tell me this. People will tell me that. How can I go and knock on the door of others? It is beneath your dignity to do what every Nabi of Allah did. You are embarrassed to do what every Nabi of Allah did. What was the day of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inna laka fil nahari sabhan tawila. Allah says, for you in the day is a swim, not in the pool or in the ocean, is a swim in the sea of humanity. Person to person, person to person, tent to tent, village to village, gully to gully, alley to alley, door to door, inviting to the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah. This ummah has to speak so much about Allah that it is impressed and affected by nothing but Allah. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was asked, what is the object of tabligh? What is the object of this effort? He said, dil ki nigaah. Dil ki nigaah makhlooq se hatkar Allah ki taraf ho jaye. That the gaze and the direction of the heart moves away from the creation to the creator. Then in everything you understand the door is only Allah. If I have pleased my Allah, I have everything. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he was made the principal of Madrasa Nizamiya in Baghdad. This was during the Abbasi rule. During that rule, this position of being the principal of that madrasa was such a lofty and honorable status that it was written as part of their constitution that if the Khalifa has to walk into the madrasa of Nizamiya, then the principal of the madrasa must not stand up as a sign of respect for the Khalifa. But if the principal of this madrasa of Baghdad has to walk into the palace of the Khalifa must stand up as a result, to show respect for the principal, let him sit first, then the Khalifa must sit. This was part of their constitution. It was entrenched in the law. Such a position, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi was given when he was 24 years of age. Yet he remained principal for 4 years only. And when he was reaching his height of fame and respect and honor, and his name was being spread throughout the 6 continents, he left the post of principal and he went away in the jungles to seek Allah. That madrasa existed for 300 years. No other principal's name is even known today. It's probably written in some history book somewhere. But yet the name of Ghazali is known in the 6 continents of the world. He gave up everything for Allah. Allah made his name alive in the whole world. One day somebody met him and they told him, Ghazali, how could you be so foolish? You had a position of greater respect than the Khalifa and you gave it up to live in the jungles. He said, Taraktu hawa layla wa su'ada bi manzilin wa uttu ila mashubi awwali manzili fanadat bi al ashwaq mahlan fahadihi manazil man tahwi ruwaydaka fanzili. In Arabic poetry, generally to denote ishq and muhabbat, 3 names are famous: Layla, Su'da and Buhdayna. So he says, Taraktu hawa Layla wa Su'da bi manzilin. That I gave up the love of Layla and I gave up the love of and the ishq of Su'da and I gave up the love, what is meant, I gave up the love of the attractions of this world and I returned back to my first love. And as I searched for my Allah and as I sought out my Allah, when the love of Allah could be seen in the distance finally, then from within my shawk rose up and said that, O Ghazali, now you have reached your destination. Allah has to become the qibla and rukh and direction of this heart. Allah is waiting beforehand. Allah has already said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ وَيَتُوبَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants you to become His. Allah said to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, بَشِّرِ الْمُذْنِبِينَ. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. Basharat to the sinners. So Dawood alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, what glad tidings must I give the sinners? They are disobedient to you. Allah says, O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. Allah yata'adama alayya dhambun al-yaghfira. That never ever lose hope in the mercy of your Allah. The kings of this world may have closed their doors. The rulers of this world may have closed their doors. Your relatives may have turned their backs on you. Your own parents may have turned their backs on you. But no one understands. In the dead of the night, the greatest sinner will say, Ya Allah, Wallah. Allah will reply, Labbaik Ya Abdi. I am listening. What is it that you want, O my slave? O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners that there is no sin that they will commit that is too great. That if they do not come back to me, I will not open the doors of mercy upon them. وَأَنْذِرِ الصِّدِّيقِينَ وَأَنْذِرِ الصِّدِّيقِينَ O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. And warn the Siddiqeen, warn the obedient ones. Sinners like us, give us glad tidings. And the obedient ones, Allah is saying, warn them. What must you warn them? Allah yu'jabu bi'amalihim. It's because of their obedience to Allah. Never let them become proud and arrogant and look down upon the sins. Once Isa alayhi salam was traveling with his companions. And he passed by one mountain. On the top of the mountain, a famous highway robber, what they call Daku, was standing. When his gaze fell on the Noor of Nubuwwat of Isa alayhi salam, he was so affected that he then and there made Tawbah for all his wrong, and he came down the mountain to follow the party of Isa alayhi salam. As he came closer, one of Isa alayhi salam's Khawaris, his companions, he turned around, and when he saw this person coming, a look of distaste came on his face, and he looked at him with hatarat, that this highway robber, what is he coming in our majlis for? Immediately Jibreel is sent to Isa alayhi salam, that, oh my beloved Nabi, tell those two people, the highway robber and that companion of yours, that they must start their aman again from today. So he said, oh, He asked Jibreel, what is meant by this? Jibreel said that Allah says, tell the highway robber that because of his tawbah, all the wrongs of his past have been wiped out. He must start with a new slate of deeds now. And tell the one who looked down upon him, that because he looked down upon a mu'min, all the good deeds of the past have been wiped out. He must start again now. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Baytullah and he said that you are a place of great izzat and honor and dignity and sacredness, but the dignity, honor and sacredness of a mu'min is greater than yours. To insult a mu'min is a greater crime than destroying the Baytullah also. Hate the wrong. Have dislike in the heart for the wrong of the person. But do not hate the individual. Do not look down upon the individual. That is what our elders say, dil dil par asar karta hai. That the heart affects the heart. If there is love for humanity, if there is concern for humanity, if there is cry and pain for hidayat of humanity in the heart, that was there in the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even those hearts which are filled with hatred, which are filled with enmity, which are filled with dislike, which are filled with distaste, the love and concern that is in your heart will melt the hatred in that heart. How many incidents in the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the life of Sahaba Ikram, where that concern and that cry and that pain for humanity caused the hearts of those who even swore an oath that our animals will accept Islam but we won't accept Islam. They swore an oath like that, yet the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even those hearts were melted. And they became those who were ready to lay their lives down for Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So coming back to what we were saying, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is the slave of Allah going to make sulah with Allah? But in order to gain the mercy of Allah, in order to gain the love of Allah, in order to gain the shafqat of Allah, in order to gain the kindness of Allah, there is one basis, there is one medium, there is one bridge, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say unto them, O my beloved Nabi, if you love Allah, if you want the closeness of Allah, if you want the love of Allah, if you want the mercy of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. Follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The basis of dignity and honor for this ummah is not wealth, is not the means of this world. This ummah will be judged not only in akhirat but in this dunya on the basis of amal. Conditions have turned against us in this world. What is iman teaching us? That the conditions have turned against you not because of the power or the strength of others. Conditions have turned against you because of your amal. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Fitna and fasad, humiliation has spread on the surface of the earth because of your amal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. This ummah is in a plight. This ummah is tormented. This ummah is persecuted. The hearts of humanity have turned against this ummah with hatred. We can go on blaming others. We can go on cursing others. But no enemy of Allah, no enemy of Allah told us that we mustn't come to the masjid.
No superpower of this world told us to dress like the Yahud and the Nasara. No superpower of this world told us to bring that shaitan box in our home. No superpower of this world told us to strip our women of their haya and make them commodities in the bazaar. No superpower of this world told us to bring our children up like Yahud and Nasara. No superpower of this world told us to turn our back on the call and the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the concern and the cry for humanity. We can go on blaming them and go on cursing them. They didn't tell us to disobey Allah. We have declared war with Allah. We have turned our backs on Allah. وَلَا يَبِيتَنَّ نَاسٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَىٰ أَشَرٍ وَبَطَرٍ وَلَهْوٍ وَلَعِبٍ فَيُصْبِحُوا قِرَدَةً وَخَنَازِيرٍ بِإِسْتِحْلَالِهِمُ الْمَحَارِمِ وشربهم الخمور ولبسهم الحرير وقطيعتهم الرحم وأكلهم الربا واتخاذهم القينات. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said,